It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter. What's up, you dumb slut?
You dude?
Jesus, you dude? Dude, that's a weird word, dude.
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 You know what's weird about that?
What's weird about it?
Is you saying dude and then it going into my brain, through my ears into my brain and realizing, man, he's calling me like a surfer dude.
Surfer dude. Don't mess with my brain this early in the morning, okay?
Did you smoke your weed?
Because
we're going to get deep.
So baked, bro. So baked. No, we were talking about earlier on the Plan B Morning Show, we just were talking about speaking a second language and speaking Spanish and found out the intern Bryce, he, no, it's hot in here. Can you not hear me?
All I hear is... Your balls will be fine
it
for
felt,
10 minutes.
It felt good. But yeah, we're just talking about, man, it's so crazy thinking about speaking a second language and understanding it. Like hearing someone speak something other than your native tongue. Like, let's say I spoke fluent Spanish, which I don't, but then I go to Mexico and I'm listening to a conversation and I'm comprehending what they're saying, even though it's not what I was raised to say. Like, you had to learn it.
Well, what's the common, like, phrase? I don't know if it's even common, but people say, you know, wouldn't it be weird, man, if we were visited by extraterrestrials and trying to understand them and wondering how we could communicate with them? Yeah. Do they speak? Do they just telepathically? And if you really think about it, another language is kind of that.
Yeah, that's you know what it is, absolutely.
It's something completely foreign to you that millions of people on this planet use that you don't understand.
Yeah.
This person can say anything they want to you in that language, and it means nothing to you.
It means nothing to me.
Nothing.
It
I don't
sounds
understand
like gibberish.
It.
Yeah. And everything and back to them, I say anything to them, they won't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy to think about and how that developed in different areas. Why is Spanish in Mexico? Or Spain, or why German? Why all these different dialects?
Yeah.
It's so friggin'
it's wild,
weird.
Man. And I love it when people bust on like the Bush talk. It's like how do you understand that?
Yeah.
How can you understand that language? I'm like, dude, how do you understand your language?
Yeah.
You were born with it. You grow up with it.
You learn it. That's what you learn. It's what you learn. But it's the same thing with birds have distinct calls.
Imagine
dolphins,
this.
Whales.
Yeah. Yeah, clicks and sounds, and you know, but they get it. They understand. And we're going to get more into that here in a second.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now imagine, falling off your bicycle or you get smacked by a car. Boom, you hit your head.
Yep.
English language, gone. It's like the only thing that left you, but it's gone. So now when you talk to me, now put yourself in that position.
Weird.
Now it's like the English language, but you don't get it. Like nothing is you can't comprehend anything.
Nah, man.
Now it's just a bunch of noise.
Weird, dude.
So you're looking at it in that perspective.
Weird.
Blows your mind,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, blows your mind.
So let's get into the animal part about it.
Yeah.
So you call your dog, Emery.
Hey!
Emery!
Hey, you dumb son of a bitch!
What's he do?
He looks.
He perks up.
Yeah,
he looks at you.
Yeah.
He knows his name.
Yep.
He can't speak English.
Yeah.
He doesn't have lips. He doesn't have a tongue that moves in a way that he can talk back to
you. No, he can't talk. He's not the dog in Men in Black.
But when you got that dog, it'd be sweet. He looks like that dog,
too. He is a pug.
But think about it, man. If he could talk back to you, it'd blow your mind.
Dude, it'd be, and they obviously understand, but now do they just understand, like, sounds? Like, if I say, sit, are they understanding sit, or have they heard this enough that they know when I say sit, they put their butt down? But to be honest, though, that's what the English language is. That's what language is.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to tell you, sit, Hunter, you would say, okay, I'm going to put my butt on this place. The dog does the same thing. So is he understanding the language, or is it just...
I want you to do this to your dog when you go home, because this is an interesting question to me. So tell your dog, sit.
Yeah.
And he'll sit.
Yeah.
Now wait a little bit and go up to him and say, lit. Just a different word. Like, so that'll tell you if he knows the word or if he knows
the sound.
If he knows the
sound.
Because
let's be honest here, Hunter. What we're doing right now, this talking, it's...
Here goes your mic again.
Oh, my God. Duh. I'm going to lose my mind.
Seriously, though. That thing sucks. So you got to hold the mic the whole time. This is fun.
I'm going to hold this. You know what? I got some choice English words I want to use right now.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody will understand.
So right now, what we're doing, okay, literally my brain is firing off information at lightning speeds. Mm-hmm. It's going down. It's telling my body to travel down to my vocal. It's telling my vocal cords to move. It's sending blood mm-hmm. and oxygen in my body. Mm-hmm. I'm breathing at the same time. My vocal cords are moving in a certain way to make certain noises that are then directed by my mouth and my tongue that know to work certain ways to make certain noises.
Instantaneously.
That then goes out to you, mm-hmm. that goes into your ears, that move muscles, and your brain is telling, okay, I gotta, the drum, the eardrum is vibrating, and that little, the cochlear, the bone is, yep. And then that goes into your brain, and you're understanding, you just understood everything I just laid out there.
And we're talking like billionths of a second.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. It's right away. This thing is so, oh my God.
Hey, just fix that.
Yeah, here, hold on a sec. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. Wait, watch this when I pull the mic out. Hold on. And we're back. All right. Yeah, do you got any duct tape over there or something? I can duct tape this bad boy up there.
I don't, but you might have some.
Okay. So, yeah. Anyway, language is weird. But then, when we were talking to Boss Man Bill, mm-hmm. you know, bringing in the animals again, you think about primates, all right? Coco, mm-hmm. the gorilla,
yep.
learned sign language. And she knew, like her cat, like she learned sign language. Mm-hmm. Is that truly learning the English language, or are you learning symbols for it? Because why can't monkeys talk? Why can't primates talk? You think at this point?
I think it's a physical problem, really. And
but a parrot can do it, though?
A physical limitation. Parrots are imitating, though. They're
yeah,
not
but
really talking.
They have the vocal cords, though.
To do it. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, parrots are physically able to do it.
Yeah.
I don't think monkeys are. I think they're vocal cords or something, but you know it is weird. And yeah, you're right. What is it? Are they learning the actual language? Which I don't think they are. I think they're learning action and reaction.
Like for example,
so if you say this happens. If you say this and I do this, mm-hmm. this is the result. And after time, over time, that's why you got to like feed them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like a dog. All right. You sit, I give you a treat. So right. the dog learns, like, okay, if I do this thing,
right.
I get something. But is that comprehending or is that just learning a sound the right way? Of course, though.
It's learning a sound.
Look at ours, though. I was saying, I can't remember the last time I sounded out a word. I've learned the English language. I've learned mm-hmm. A, B, C, D. I've learned the sounds they make. CH is a ch sound, okay? Yeah. Choo, choo. But then you also have, you know, knife, knife. There's a silent K in there for some godforsaken reason. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember the last time where I've like, I know there's some words, but most words I feel like I just memorized how to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not reading. I just, if I say right here, Trump blasts UK ambassador, calls him a very stupid guy. Like, I just know those words. I'm not, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I see it, my brain says that's blast. I see it. My brain says that's ambassador.
Yeah, you're not looking at individual words. You're grouping words into sentences
yeah.
and comprehending the sentence and how the sentence was formed.
Yeah, top to bottom, left to right,
right.
Group words together to form sentences.
It's a wild thing.
Dude, it's so
communication,
trippy.
Man, and it goes into the digital world too, to where I don't even have to like listen to somebody online. Like if you scroll through Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you can click the sound on or off.
Yep.
A lot of videos, I'll just watch with the sound off.
Yeah.
But I can comprehend what they're talking about, what
yep.
they're saying almost
yep.
just by
on.
Watching it.
Yep.
You know, it's weird how, you know, just what body language can do
mm-hmm.
for other people across from you and your animals.
Yep.
You know, especially your animals, because I think They're not comprehending words. They're not thinking, oh, Mississippi means a river in the middle of the United States. You know, they know the sound and they know what happens after it.
Yeah.
And they know there's a cause and action,
yeah.
you know. It's weird, and it would be very interesting to learn that if there was an animal, and maybe it's dolphins and maybe elephants, because elephants are ridiculously smart too.
Yeah.
If they're actually comprehending words.
But see, now, the other thing I look at is like, I was reading this story about penguins, all right? So mm-hmm. penguins, when they have their little chick,
mm-hmm.
okay, they take turns mm-hmm. going and getting food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lots of times, the males will get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And of these hundreds of penguins, thousands of penguins hanging out, the male will let out a scream that his partner knows specifically and can pick that out.
Of all like the millions of penguins.
Of the penguins. It's an individual.
That's wild.
Dude.
That sounds the same to us.
You know what I mean?
But it doesn't to them. They have their own language, just like everything else. It's like birds chirping outside.
Yeah,
they're talking to each other.
They're talking. Yeah,
you know.
No, they're screaming because they're afraid of heights. Get me out of here!
You know, and we can go deeper if you want, man. So biological limitations. You know, that's why I think monkeys can't talk. That's why, you know, dolphins can't do sign language. They don't have fingers. Yeah. You know, like there's biological. Yeah, I know that finger. There's biological limitations to everything that's living.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Which makes fucking AI scary, dude. There's no limitation.
Yeah.
There is no biological limitation. There's no mental capacity.
Now,
there's no, I mean, think about it. You have to spend a year to learn French.
Yep.
And you're not even going to really learn French. You'll learn some of it.
I'll do enough to, I mean, I could be fluent, but it's going to hurt my brain.
AI, milliseconds.
Yeah.
French, boom.
Yep.
Right there.
Well, they have those. Have you seen those? You
think you're talking to it,
and it translates it like that. Yeah. It's got all, like, it's got hundreds of languages in there. Maybe not hundreds, but anyway. Or think about this. What if we put a chip into a monkey's brain and it can speak? Eventually, like, ours are trained to do this. That's the thing, is it's trained.
Yeah.
It's trained to do it. Everything has vocal cords that makes noise.
Monkey would probably be the only one that you could do that with.
Yeah.
If it was possible for a monkey. Like I said, there's yeah.
Think about put a chip in a parent's brain, and that parrot now, so instead now, of saying Polly wants a cracker, it goes, hey, you son of a bitch, give me a cracker.
All right. So there's two ways. Now, is he mimicking or is he actually creating?
If we put the entirety of the English language onto a chip into the bird's brain.
See, it would say everything that you can think of, obviously, but I don't think it would comprehend what it is.
So
it's
if
saying.
I asked it a question, though?
It couldn't answer.
No?
No, it couldn't answer in a real legit answer.
But if it has all of the English language.
But it doesn't comprehend what you're telling it. So a parrot will mimic.
Yeah.
It doesn't comprehend you asking it a question.
Yeah.
So
but
technically, if you ask it a question, it'll ask the question back to you eventually.
But look at children, though. Children are basically animals that don't know how to speak until we teach them how to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you're comparing a child's brain to a parrot's brain. Like, you can't tell a parrot, Powerade. Powerade.
Yeah.
You know, a child would be like, Powerade? And then eventually realize that, hey, this plastic thing that's in front of me that's filled with this purple juice is Powerade.
Yeah.
A parrot won't. It'll just say, Powerade.
Your impersonations are spot on this morning.
Killing it.
I don't know, though, because, you know, like, my dog knows what a treat is. Like I say, you want a treat?
Yeah.
And they lose their mind.
Yeah.
And they know. They get excited.
Yeah.
Now, if I said, hey, do you want a Powerade? Do you want this Powerade? And I show it to them again and again, and they learn that, oh, Powerade's cool.
I like Powerade.
This podcast brought to you by Powerade, by the way.
Every single time you said Powerade, I like it. See, I think it's your dog wouldn't learn it if you didn't give him the Powerade after.
Yeah.
If you kept the Powerade and next time you went on Powerade, he'd be like, fuck you. I don't care about Powerade. You didn't give it to me last
Powerade,
time.
That's not that's not Blueberry Blast.
You know? So I think we're talking about the capacity of the brain and what the brain can actually hold.
Yeah.
And learn.
It's weird.
It is weird, man.
So weird.
I'm telling you, the human
this
brain,
whole time I'm tripping out because you and I have had a 15-minute conversation and we've comprehended it all. I've known exactly what you're saying. We have asked deep philosophical questions.
Yeah. Dude, the human brain is...
I don't like it.
You know, another thing that blows my mind kind of is like, okay, let's go back to like the 1700s, all right?
Yeah.
Dumb, filthy, dirty people. I think I wasn't there, but what I think about them, I think, uneducated. They were doing stupid things, probably eating terrible food, you know, not really hygienic, but they were sitting there talking English language just like us.
No, the thing is, I don't think we give enough credit to the people... Back then, yeah, there was definitely, I think, the gap between royalty and peasants is what we look at. But, dude, Galileo was in what?
It's just, was it the amount of information that was offered at that time?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, you only had so much. I mean, schooling wasn't a major deal. It was. I would say that they were smarter in other ways. And the English language was different. Read a Shakespearean play.
Absolutely.
Read a Shakespearean play. Dude, that was our language... is a direct descendant of that, we've just changed it.
Yeah.
Isn't that another crazy thing? Is that even then?
To make it more sick.
I can read, you know what? give me a Shakespeare play. Hold on. I want to try something here. All right. Much Ado About Nothing.
You know, it'd be interesting to look up to, like, the slang words back then. Like, it wasn't in, you know, like, sick for us. Or that was dope, bro.
That
I
was
wonder
dope.
Wonder what was dope back in, like, the 1700s. What was that word?
What, dope?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's slang words back then to be cool back in the 1700s.
So, okay, so this is from Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare. Sigh no more, ladies, sigh no more. Men were deceivers ever. One foot in sea, one on shore, to one thing constant never.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? Because I didn't fucking get any of that. You know, don't talk to me like this. Isn't that weird how they talk?
I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
I mean, that's more, I can understand that more than the other one.
See,
but,
now,
but still, it's like.
Yeah, see, now I'd rather hear nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather hear something unpleasant than hear than hear a man say he loves me.
Right.
Dude, I love this.
This is, what?
I do love nothing in the world so well as you. Is not that strange? It's all the same language.
It is.
You know the word strange?
But it's just,
you know the word world?
It's just the placement of
it's
of,
just
of,
weird.
And how they organize their sentences. And just,
he that hath a beard is more than a youth, and he that hath no beard is less than a man. He that is more than youth is not for me, and he that is less than a man, I am not for him.
Why do you always have to? Yeah, you got to say it in that voice, too. Like, I wonder what Arnold would sound like back then.
Oh, my God.
Damn thee, thou curse of will. From the depths of hell, I Sabbath thee.
What is the, to die, to sleep, but to take arms in the sea of trouble and opposing end them.
No more.
To die, to sleep, no more. God, Eric's even funny in that. Yeah, what is it when he said, oh my God.
Oh, dude. It's just wild, man. To think about stuff you take for granted.
If we were
the capacity of your human brain and you know, even the dumb motherfuckers out there that you just look at, you're just like, dude, you're not intelligent. Even then, you're like, dude, you're one of the most smart things, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
You know, the dumb things you say, you're still a smart thing.
You still learn to talk.
You know?
You're still comprehending. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's weird.
I just can't. It's hard to wrap your brain around it when you really think about it.
Freaking out, man.
Take it for granted.
I think what would be more terrifying, though, is like Boss Man Bill said, imagine we've taught the monkeys to speak, and then they rise up, and just a bunch of them. Just,
dude, the first monkey I see that says a word, dude, I'm sorry, I'm choking it out. It's not going to reproduce. that monkey's dead.
Here's the best part, is it's probably going to be some silverback gorilla, and he's just going to rip your arms off and taunt you while he's beating you.
Go to sleep! That thing's neck is the size of a...
He's like, get off me, monkey.
Get off me,
What are you doing? Get off my back. I'm the first monkey to talk.
It's terrifying.
This is a miracle. Now you're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Anyway, all right, that's going to do it. That's going to do it for us. Fantastic.
We should have a talking parrot in the studio.
I would love a parrot. Dude, those things live like 150 years old.
Yeah. Have it in the corner there and it just randomly belts out.
Plan B morning show.
We just couldn't talk about anything off the air because what we talk about off air.
Come on. Yeah, it's like, Yeah, here's what the guy said off air. Quite inappropriate. All right, I think that's good. Good stopping point. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to explore more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Isn't it weird you could understand everything we said in this podcast?
Weird, man.